Hamza Bey, Ottoman naval commander and famous victim of Vlad Dracula III, Extra Episode Number 8. Thank you for stopping by. I am Frank, your host. In this extra episode, we are going to give a very short overview of a fascinating personality from the 15th century Ottoman military establishment, Hamza Bey. If you'll recall, in this week's earlier episode on the conquest of Constantinople, Part 2, I mentioned that Sultan Mehmed II swung around to Gallipoli in 1452, and after the completion of his doomsday fortress named Rumeli Hasar, I gave a breakdown of the Ottoman military preparations in building up a naval fleet that could both tackle the naval supremacy of the West, while at the same time choke off the city of Constantinople from aid. This would be a tall order, given that the Ottomans' last attempt to build up a navy had ended in disaster and defeat in the year 1416, which, if you head on over to episode 17 in this podcast, you can learn some more details. I said in part 2 on the conquest of Constantinople that Hamza Bey had been elevated to the rank of Grand Admiral of the entire Ottoman navy. However, after researching part 3, I realized that I could have been incorrect. And I would like to preface this, could have been incorrect. To be honest with you guys, the source material is a little bit scant to say the least, especially on a personality such as Hamza Bey. Western sources like the Venetians, well, they claim that he was of Albanian origin. In Greek sources, they pin him as coming from an old Anatolian family of Turkish descent. They even have a wild backstory that had his brother being executed by the Bey of Yunyadi, which was a small Turkish emirate that was nominally under the control of the Ottomans in the 1420s. And Hamza was spared because the Bey took pity because he was so young. But, as they say about a good deed never going unpunished, the Greek story goes that Hamza Bey came back decades later to exact revenge against the Bey during Murad II's campaign, and he ended up putting to death every member of the Bey's family. Yikes. So I'm not sure which story to believe, but he does have something of a legend built up around him. For one, he left his memory forever imprinted on the minds of history buffs, as it was he who helped to orchestrate the overland transport of Ottoman naval vessels, meant to circumvent the chain which blocked the entrance to the harbor of Constantinople. There is a really cool mosque built in his honor in the city of Thessalonica, due to his participation in the city's fall to the Ottomans in the early 1430s. So we can put him at least in a naval capacity and operations as far back as the reign of Murad II. Perhaps his enshrining in oddball military history buffs will be forever solidified by the actor Ferdinand Kingsley's portrayal of the Good Bey in a totally freaking cool movie called Dracula Untold. For fans of Ottoman, Balkan, and military history, director Gary Shore's Dracula Untold is a must-see. There are some historical inaccuracies, yes for sure, but trust me, they're not as bad as a Napoleon movie. Thank you, Ridley Scott. But the overall tone in Dracula Untold, its atmosphere, costumes, and pacing, it made it really easy for me to suspend disbelief. It came out in 2014, and I enjoyed the heck out of it, even when I rewatched the movie in preparation for this episode. In the movie, Hamza Bey is one of the unfortunate souls captured and brutally executed by the very real historical Dracula. And now that tangent is complete, let us hop back into the plot of what I was saying earlier. So, Hamza Bey, was he born of Albanian descent and converted to Islam and rose up the ranks to become a general slash admiral? Or was he the son of some down-and-out Turkish minor nobility from Anatolia? Well, all I know is he definitely showed up in the historical record, as I said before, in 1430, during the siege of Thessalonica. And he would pop up again in 1452, and he was hard at work building Mehmed's army at Gallipoli. During the siege of Constantinople, Mehmed II became really pissed off at the local area naval theater commander, a guy named Baltaglu. Baltaglu did hail from a prominent Turkish family, and he was part of Kandarli's old guard. I'm not going into the details here, but after a series of failures, Mehmed got really, really pissed off and ended up sacking his general in the most public and humiliatingly way possible, of which I'm probably going to get to in part 3 or part 4 of the Conquest series. In his place, he put his old pal Hamza, who at once tightened up the discipline that was kind of running amok in the Ottoman Navy. And he flogged trouble sailors and used his experience as a sea captain to engage more successfully the Venetian naval units that had been running and challenging the Ottoman naval blockade. Eventually, the city was captured and conquered by the Ottomans. Sorry for that giant spoiler. And afterwards, Hamza was finally put in overall supreme command of the Ottoman Navy. After the conquest, Hamza spent his duties blockading and coordinating assaults on the Christian outposts of Ambros, Limos, and Theos. He made an attempt to besiege and capture the island of Rhodes. However, the Knights of Rhodes proved too difficult a nut for the good Bey to attempt to crack. In 1457, or maybe it was 1458, I don't really know, Hamza Bey was put in charge of the city of Nicopolis, where he was ordered to pacify the surrounding region and clear it of rebels, Christian strongholds, and generally to help usher in the Ottoman New World Order. The final end of Hamza Bey wouldn't happen at sea, however. In far away Wallachia, deep in the fortress located in Turgoviste, the world's favorite vampire, Vlad Dracula III, executed several embassies from the court of Sultan Mehmed. This happened around 1459. I'm not going to dig into the deets here, but I promise to in the extra series I'm doing on Dracula, as well as the show's main narrative. But let's just leave it that Mehmed was super, and I mean really flowing red-hot angry. Mehmed couldn't simply pick up and head to Wallachia himself as he desperately wanted to. He was engaged in a siege of the city of Corinth. So, with Hamza, his loyal and faithful servant and proven tactician, he decided to dispatch his buddy north with a force meant to exact some punishment against the voivode Dracula. In hindsight, I'm not sure about the wisdom of sending Hamza Bey north on this mission. For most of his life, although he had seen and led land armies, his experience as a battlefield commander was limited. Most of his experience came from the sea and organizing sea lines of communication and supply. Vlad Dracula III, on the other hand, was a devilishly cunning tactician, and he also possessed advanced intelligence that let him know that Mehmed was sending the Bey north. So, Dracula decided to lay an ambush for him. The accounts seem to indicate also, and this is pretty confusing, that Hamza Bey thought the mission was both a military and diplomatic effort. As such, while on the march up to Wallachia, and even when he got into Dracula's territory, he kept his ranks close, and he didn't bother sending out screening units ahead of his main body of troops. However, this ill discipline and poor tactics would catch up with Bey, because somewhere in the dark forest of Wallachia, while on his way up to Turgoviste, the Bey was ambushed by enemy forces led by Dracula himself. Hamza was captured, or allowed himself to be captured instead of fleeing. Again, it looks like Hamza thought diplomacy might carry the day. Dracula had him bound, tortured throughout the night, and the next day, brutally impaled Hamza alive, and I might add, along with the rest of his men. Old Hungarian and German accounts tells us that Hamza was impaled on the highest spike to give honor to his rank, in some bizarre display of Dracula's cruelty. After some days, his son snuck into the area, or they probably bribed local Wallachian officials, where they were able to recover their father's body, and he was eventually moved to Bursa and buried. They built a complex for he and the rest of the family, and if you go to Bursa today, you can actually visit this. I hope you've enjoyed this extra special, because I sure did. I find it amazing how these extras that I did on Hunyadi, Dracula, and Hamza are all seeming to correlate to Mehmed's reign and are fitting very nicely into the show's narrative flow. Thanks, and I hope you'll stop by next time.